Tampa Bay's morning crew.
All right, Melanie thinks I'm crazy when I told her this. Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's JR and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. You might think this is insignificant, but a lot of people on Twitter are going after each other about this, about where you keep your ketchup. Do you do it in the fridge to keep it there, or do you keep it out?
Yes. You keep it in the fridge like a normal human being.
Normal human being. You said that.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Kevin, do you keep your ketchup in the fridge or in the pantry?
In the fridge.
Really?
It says on the ketchup bottle, refrigerate after opening. So before it's open, it doesn't necessarily need to be in there, and then it can just be in the cupboard.
But let me ask, when's the last time you ate at a restaurant? This weekend, maybe?
Yeah, yesterday.
When they bring it to you, has it been in the fridge, or is it room temperature?
It is room temperature. It was in one of those big pump jugs at Armature Works.
You think they put that in the fridge every day?
No, it stays out all the time.
And I enjoy it that way. I like room temperature ketchup.
What's crazy is that I didn't even think of that. Because yesterday I ate my french fries in room temperature ketchup, and there was nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to being at the house, you keep the ketchup in the fridge. That's the strange part, is at your home, you just store it in the cabinet.
I put it in the cabinet. Because I don't like cold ketchup. I think it's gross.
Doesn't
now,
it go
mustard,
bad?
Mayonnaise. I mean, no, mustard. Because it doesn't go bad. And I'll tell you, this is not like on the top of my head. This is actually a report that they did. And it's tomatoes are a naturally acidic, so that preserves it for you. And there is no need to keep it in the fridge. And it also contains vinegar. And the tomatoes help preserve the product in room temperature conditions.
So why do they have on the bottle that you're supposed to put it in the fridge?
You need to see that again. Because I don't know if every bottle says that.
It is. Well, on the back of the Heinz one, which is.
Really?
The best. Let's be honest here. It says it on the back.
I don't agree.
It says for best results. Hey, for best results, refrigerate
after opening. How were your fries yesterday?
They were delicious.
Do you feel like the results were pretty good?
I think it had more to do with the fries and less about the ketchup.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
Are you a ranch dipper, by the way? Off.
Oh, my gosh.
Fries?
I'm an all dipper. Equal opportunity employer here. I like barbecue sauce. I like ranch. I like honey mustard. You name it. Polynesian sauce.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A sauce. Well, I'm a condiment lover.
I'm talking about dipping fries in ranch. Is that you?
Yeah. Yes. What can't you dip in
ranch? That's a good
ranch?
Way to get coronavirus, I'll tell you that right now.
Are you
going to
tell me you don't keep your ranch in the fridge either?
I do keep ranch. Okay. Anything, dairy, stuff like that. Absolutely, I don't want to die.
That's where you draw the line.
I mean, come on, let's be serious. All right, and now it sounds insignificant, but there's been people that I've dated before going, put that back in the fridge. I'm like, no, I like room temperature. Who does this? Are you on my side, or are you with Melanie and Kevin on this? All right, 800-992-1099. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie, 99.5 QYK, talking about where you keep your ketchup. I know that sounds kind of insignificant, but it's very important. I like room temperature ketchup. Don't put it in the fridge. That ruins it for me. I think like this. In a restaurant, it's not in the fridge. It's room temperature. Now, Melanie is completely on the other side of this.
Yeah, I guess I just grew up always having cold ketchup, so I'm used to it now, and I find it weird to keep an open bottle of ketchup somewhere else.
Well,
besides the fridge, it says to refrigerate it on the back. I just listen to instructions.
Well, that might be a huge difference between you and me listening to instructions. All right, I want to get your feedback on this. Paul, what do you think about this?
All right, Layla, what part of the
Whoa, here we go. Where's Paul at? I think he's online. Let's see where he's at. Sorry. But, you know, my whole thing with it is I'm thinking about the restaurant, and I think about how there's no way that they put ketchup in the fridge every night because it's still on the tables.
Yeah, no, they definitely don't. I've worked at restaurants before. They sit out on the counter. I don't understand. I don't know. I mean, even on the ones at the restaurant, I'm sure it says to refrigerate.
All right, Paul and St. Pete, what do you think?
Live and kicking.
Good. So where are you at on this?
What color do you like your ketchup?
I like a red.
Then keep it in the fridge.
They keep it in the fridge. Why? Because it gets brown if it's not?
It will go brown if you in turn keep it in the cupboard.
I haven't had that experience.
After opening it, yes.
I haven't had that experience.
It's like a darker red, almost brown color.
No.
Yes.
Yes, it will.
All right.
Yes, it will.
All right. I appreciate you calling.
Look it out.
Good morning. Who's this?
Dawn.
Dawn, where are you at on this?
I am on room temperature ketchup.
That's right, girl.
On a hot burger.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I don't want cold ketchup on a hot burger.
Ooh, I do.
Ugh.
Yes.
No.
Thank you for being normal.
Yeah, y'all have a great day.
You too. 995 QYK. Good morning. Who's this?
Anna.
Anna. Okay, good morning. We got 1-1. Someone says keep it in the fridge. Other person says room temp. Where are you at?
Fridge. You got to keep it in the fridge because you don't eat it as fast as the restaurant does.
There's a point.
This is true. That's a good argument.
I don't like the fact that you called me out on it, but that's a good point. All right, you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Sonia. I just want to let you know that I agree. I do not want cold ketchup on my hot meat.
There you go.
I'm going to tell you something crazy, too. If you never put your mayo in the fridge, it never has to go in the fridge.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wait a second.
Good thing I hate mayo.
I learned that from another nurse at work. She kept mayo in her locker. And it's true. You don't have to. Once it goes in the fridge, it has to stay in the fridge. But it does not go bad if it never goes in the fridge. I guess kind of like eggs.
Well, I guess it's kind of like if you pick up mayo, it's not in a refrigerated thing at the market.
Right, but
no,
so
it's not.
Neither is a lot of stuff, but then it says once you open it that you're supposed to put it in the fridge.
Yeah, see, mayo is a different thing for me because I can't eat mayo. I'll throw up. It's disgusting.
Really?
To me, I can't. Yeah. If you put mayo on a sandwich, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I can't eat this. That's how much I hate mayo. But that's a whole different thing.
Anyway, kind of crazy, but anyway,
That was nuts.
That's good to know.
Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great day, okay?
All right, bye.
So we're 2-2.
Yeah, and now I have more room in my fridge.
And by the way, this is pretty funny because this study says that people are split down the middle on this. There you go. The study's true. You can believe anything you read on the internet.
Yep.
I love it.
It's all true.
All right, coming up at 7:05, it's Military Monday. We want to honor somebody in our military. You're going to hear it coming up. We're going to do it every single Monday. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR and Melanie on 99.5 QIK. It is Military Monday.
Yeah, we want to honor a military member, former or current, in our community and just thank them for their service and what they do for us.
Now, if you want to recognize somebody, you can go to 99.5QIK.com and fill out the form. But we got Layla on the phone. Layla, who do you want to recognize?
I wanted to honor my boyfriend, Chris.
Okay, cool. And it looks like he's an Army veteran of 10 years.
So he's actually retired. He's been out for a little bit, but he was in for 10 years, yes.
And deployed 3 times, huh?
Yes, sir.
And were you with him as he was being deployed?
I was not. I actually met him after he got out. And I just wanted to let him know how proud I am of him. I know it hasn't always been easy for him, but I'm really proud of what he's done.
Well, I'm sure he's very, very thankful to have someone like you being proud of him because that always feels good.
Yes.
Thank you.
So what's he up to now? Like, what's he doing these days?
So he's actually a welder.
Okay.
And he umpires softball on the side.
Oh, that's fun.
You know, that's one umpire you're not going to want to argue with right there.
Oh, definitely not. Nobody ever does. He's really good at his job.
Oh, I love that. Well, listen, do you guys have kids together or anything?
We don't have kids together, but he does have 3 kids of his own.
Oh, very cool. Cool. That's awesome. I'm glad that you reached out to us. Chris, an Army veteran of 10 years, we appreciate your service.
Yeah,
and
thank you
for bringing him to our attention.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you. Appreciate it. Now, listen, if you want to bring someone to our attention and honor somebody, you go to 995QIK.com, sign up for Military Mondays. And we also have First Responder Fridays if you want to honor a first responder as well.
Yeah, all the information is up at 995QIK.com.
I think it's so important to do that because if you ask a military person about their service, they usually don't want to talk about it. They just go, that's my job, that's what I do.
Yeah, no thanks is needed, but we want to thank them.
Absolutely, because we've got so many people that have given so much right here in our community in the Tampa Bay area. So appreciate it. Thank you, Chris. Your 7:15 second date update coming up in less than 10 minutes.
It's JR and Melanie's second date update on 99.5 QYK.
It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR and Melanie. We got a brand new 7:15 second date update for you right now. Here we go. We got Holly that reached out to us.
Yeah, and Holly wants to call out the guy that she went on a date with. Not reach out to him and see what went wrong. No, no, no. She wants to put him on blast this morning.
All right, this is different. So let's get her on. Holly, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. So I know you want to call this guy out. Tell us how you guys met, first of all.
Yeah,
give us a backstory on this.
Okay, well, I was in the line at Starbucks, like always, and there was this guy behind me, and we just kind of started chatting and hit it off really well. So we exchanged numbers and set up a date.
Okay. And then what was the date like?
Well, we went over to Frenchie's down on Clearwater Beach.
Sure.
You know, casual.
Okay.
That fish sandwich, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was casual. It was fun. I mean, we had a great time. And, okay, here's where I'm going to call him out.
I was at work the next day, and I get a Venmo request for half of the date.
Half
of the bill for Frenchies. I was like, what?
So this guy, Will, that you're talking about, his name's Will, right?
Yes.
All right, go. Will. So Will, he sent you a Venmo request the next day after your date, requesting half of the check.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know who does that. Apparently, Will does.
Did you guys agree or talk about this? But when the bill came, like, hey, I'm going to Venmo you back for this?
No, he picked up the check. He paid for the check. I'm like, okay, groovy, that's fine. And the next day, all of a sudden, I get this boom on my phone. And I'm like, okay, what? And it's a Venmo request.
Yeah, that is strange. And there is, and he didn't send you a follow-up check like, hey, by the way, I sent you this or whatever. Yeah. You just saw the request.
Nope.
Did he put any emojis with it by any chance?
Like a fish.
No.
Let me tell you this, Holly. I know you want to call him out. He has to agree to come on the air with us, so we have to talk to him. Kevin's got to talk to him off air to make sure it's cool. So we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to try to call him, okay? Hang on for me.
Okay.
Kind of a different 7:15 second date update this morning. Holly reached out and said, I need to call this guy out.
Yeah, Will unfortunately charged her a Venmo, I guess, the next day.
Sent her a Venmo request for half the date, the check.
So we want to get Will on the phone and see exactly what happened, why he sent the Venmo.
And they never talked about this. That's the other thing she said. They never talked about this.
No.
It came out of the blue the next day. She thought the date went well. It wasn't like there was a big falling out or something like that.
Yeah, there actually might have been a second date until she got the Venmo request.
Right. In her mind, at least.
That was a deal breaker.
We're going to try to call Will right now and see what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Will?
Yeah, who is this?
Hey, Will, this is JR and Melanie from QYK here.
Okay, what's up, guys? I know who you are.
All right, very cool. Well,
why are you guys calling me, though?
Well, if you know us, you know what we do. We do something called a 7:15 second date update, but this one's a little weird today. We actually want to see if you had a second to come on the air with us, if that's cool with you. And we want to talk to you about this girl, Holly, that you met at Starbucks in line, and then you guys went to Frenchie's in Clearwater, right?
Wow, yeah.
So, first of all, how do you feel like the date went?
I've never been so bored in my life.
Okay.
I mean, there's not a lot of words that I can describe the date. I mean, it was super boring. I'd ask her questions. She'd give me one-word responses. I just felt like she wasn't really into it, and that definitely turned me off. I ran out of questions halfway through the dinner. You know what I mean?
You just didn't feel like she was engaged in the conversation?
No, not at all. So, like, totally threw me off, and it just made me not even care. Like, you know, it was a date, cool, but I don't care to see her or go out ever again. Like, that's just, I'm good.
Well, Will, I think that Holly may have the same feelings because she reached out to us and said that you sent her a Venmo request for half of the dinner after you guys went on the date. Okay, but you never discussed with her that you were going to have her pay for half of it.
No. But I felt like it was completely necessary. It was the boringest time of my life. I would have rather just stayed at home, save money, watch TV, anything. I felt like it was completely necessary to ask her for half.
Okay.
Boringest time of my life.
Well, hey, I mean, he's owning it. He said it.
Do you expect her to pay it?
Yeah, because it wasted my time.
Okay.
It was a joke.
Well, Will, I'm glad you shed some light on, like, why you requested it. We actually have Holly on the phone. I'd like to get a reaction. Can you hang on for me one sec?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, Holly.
Yes.
There you go. That was the answer. I mean, I don't know if that was the answer you were looking for, but now you know why. Do you want to say anything to Will?
Oh, my God. I have never been so insulted in my whole life. Do you do this all the time? I mean, do you just rate your dates and then charge them for how much you think they're worth?
I mean, I've actually never been on a date with a brick wall before, so I don't know. This is
a brick wall? Are you kidding me?
You gave one-word answers. You left me conversing to myself pretty much the entire night. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? Oh, my gosh. I wanted to learn about you more than, you know, and next time we'll talk about me. But the thing is, you know,
Well, let me ask
sorry,
you.
Sorry, Steve, there's not going to be a next time.
Oh,
okay. Oh, there it is.
All right. Be gonna nice.
What about, well, what about a do-over, man? Like, what? You know, maybe she just was off her game a little bit, and maybe a little distracted, and maybe she took a different approach than you did. What about a? And we'll pay for the next date. You know, nothing out of your pocket. We'll pay for the next date. What
we
about that?
We may Venmo you after, but we might not.
Come on now,
Melanie.
We won't.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, no. Yep. I mean, trust me, I'm doing you guys a favor. I'm saving you guys the money. You guys should actually spend that money on a couple that actually is going to enjoy it. So I'm good. Nah.
Oh, what? Are you kidding? You pick up the check, and it's just understood that you pick up the check, okay? For the next time, for the next girl, just man up. Say
something after
dinner if you want to split the check, and, you know, they'll probably be fine with it. I would have been fine with it. But just
I'm not complaining about that, sweetie. I just want a little conversing, you know, back and forth. That's all I'm asking, but I was literally talking
to myself. Don't call me sweetie.
Okay, all right, let's see how they jump in here. Holly, I hope you feel better about having heard what he had to say.
You dodged
him. Oh, my God.
Thanks for coming on with us, guys. I do not recommend you guys talk anymore.
Yeah, I think this is it.
So you guys have a great day, and I wish you luck in your dating lives.
Good luck, guys.
Bye. We need to luck now. Good
luck. He's like, good luck to all of you guys.
Man, I don't know. Woo! I can't wait to see what people got to say about this.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys can weigh in. Let us know. Do you think there's anything wrong with him charging her for the date after the fact on Venmo? 800-992-1099.
I can't believe he admitted that. That was insane.
And thought it was okay.
All right, here's Riley Green.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Just at our 7:15 second date update, it's JR and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew with you. Nate says, hey, listen, I went on a date with quote-unquote a brick wall, talking about Holly, and so I'm Venmoing her for half the date and half the dinner because she wasted my time.
Unreal. He sounded like a jerk.
Yeah, you know what? It was interesting for him to be wide open about it and say, yeah, that's what I did. I have no shame in that.
Yeah. Oh, he's standing by the fact that he Venmoed her, doesn't see anything wrong with it, and he's still expecting her to pay it.
All right, Martha's on the phone right now. Martha, what do you think?
The guy is a jerk. He should never send a bill for half the date.
Yeah, I thought that was strange as well. Even if it went bad, it's just like, okay, you wash your hands of the situation, you don't right. call her back, maybe, and you just move on.
Exactly.
All right, Martha, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Hi, this is Taylor.
Hi, Taylor. Okay, what do you think about the second date update?
I think it's just, he was very disrespectful, and if he wants to charge her like that on Venmo, she can just block him, because...
you can block people on Venmo. That's great.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, if he discussed it at the end or at the beginning of the date, like, hey, like, do you mind paying for your own food this time? Because whatever reason. But no, he was just blatantly disrespectful, so.
Yeah, he was doing it out of spite, for sure.
And he got rude there at the end. Right. He just seemed like a jerk.
He did get rude. That's why I'm like, she should charge him and block him or something.
There you go. All right, Taylor, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you,
Jay. Good morning, Sean and Hudson. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jay. Doing?
We're doing all right. So where are you at on this?
I'm backing them up 100%.
Okay, you're backing
really?
Up. Tell me why.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. You know, it would be okay if she was conversive and maybe this thing's gonna work out, but if she was just sitting there as a stiff board, not only would I have charged her half, but I would have added convenience fee, not talking fee.
Okay, Ticketmaster.
And any other fees, just like the phone bills.
Extra fees, one-time fees. Yeah, shoot, man. You definitely would actually do this. We're not just talking about it. You would actually send a Venmo request.
Absolutely. It's 2020. You can even do it through Instagram, however you want to do it.
Apple Pay.
Unbelievable. Exactly. He accepts all form of payments. He'll just plug a Square into his phone and just swipe your
card. We can just charge you right here. Yes. We take all major credit cards.
That's it.
All right, Sean, have a great day, man.
You guys too. Take care.
Bye. You know, I broke up with a girl one time, and she actually Venmoed me afterwards
for
some Oakleys that she bought me, like, 3 months prior. Trish, by the way, you owe me for these. I go, well, there was a gift. Do you want to give me back the diamond necklace I gave you, too? Which was a lot more than the Oakleys. I could promise you that.
Did you Venmo her back?
Heck no.
Did you ever pay it?
No.
Did you block her?
Of course.
Okay.
On everything. Not just Venmo.
Right.
All right. Well, if you missed it, it'll be on our podcast later at 995QIK.com. Oh, my goodness. Your Country Thunder ticket's coming up for you next after Chris Young.
Now, it's time for Melanie's Music Minute on 99.5 QIK.
Maren Morris, she is due to give birth any day now, but that's not stopping
her.
Any minute. It's not stopping her from performing, though. The singer rocked a sequin jumpsuit over the weekend. She looked fabulous. She also had her baby bump in tow at the Houston Rodeo. She posted some pics from her performance and then in front of her private jet, of course, on Instagram. And she hashtagged it with 9 months and did the freaking rodeo.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. The picture of her, she's still just glowing, and she's all bumped.
Yeah. Dolly Parton told 60 Minutes Australia that she plans to be on the cover of Playboy magazine again. She did it back in 1978 when she was 32 years old. Fun fact, she is now 74. She just turned 74 in January, and she wants to do it again. She said that she's even thinking she'll squeeze back into the same bunny outfit.
I just turned 74, and I plan to be on the cover of Playboy magazine again. See, I did Playboy magazine years ago.
Are you going to whip out that same outfit with
Maybe.
The bunny ears?
I could probably use it. Boobs are still the same.
Oh, my God.
Boobs are still the same. She's the best.
God bless her. I'm going to pass on that one, but God bless her.
Carrie Underwood has been touring to promote her new book, and on Friday, she stopped by The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. While she was there, she shared a story about what she says is one of the best nights of her life. After her last tour wrapped, they were nowhere near Vegas, and she said, you know what? I want to just go to Vegas. I want to see Guns N' Roses. It's been on her bucket list, and I want to take my entire band with me. So that's exactly what she did, and she said she fangirled so hard when she got to meet Axl.
Did you get to meet the band at all?
I mean, I might have, like, hung out with Axl after the show a little bit. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, I don't know. What if I meet him? And he's not everything I want him to be, but he was, so...
Can you hear how excited she was?
Yeah, she definitely fangirled. There's no doubt about it.
For sure. These stories and so much more up now, 99.5QIK.com.
All right, coming up, Publix is doing something interesting due to this coronavirus, and it may affect you. Just your normal shopping. It's coming up at 8:25. Brett Young, catch right now. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR and Melanie on 99.5QYK. Oh my goodness, this makes me sad, but it's something that you should be aware of because it could affect your everyday shopping at Publix.
Yeah, if you're planning on going to Publix to stock up on hand soap, sanitizer, rubbing alcohol, Lysol wipes, all because of the coronavirus, well, they are going to limit how many you purchase. It's purchase limits. And they are enforcing them now. This reminds me of the hurricane season because
when it comes to water,
They want to ration it out, make sure everybody has the chance to get it. Now, Kevin, he was actually at the store yesterday, and he said it looked like doomsday preppers were out because everything was just wiped off the shelves.
Tell me about
this.
It's
pretty great. Water and toilet paper are the big ones this year.
Now, where were you at?
Publix.
Okay, were they limiting? Did you notice yesterday?
I did not notice that.
Security guard standing by.
Ma'am, you need to take those two extra Lysol wipes out of your cart.
Yeah, out of your purse. Get that out of there. So there's a code. Give me the rundown again of the limitations.
So facial masks and gloves, limit two per person.
Okay,
or two per purchase.
Okay.
Facial masks and gloves, disinfectant wipes and sprays, aerosol disinfectant sprays, facial tissues, cups, plates, and utensils. That I'm surprised they're putting a limit on. And then also bleach.
Right. Has anything been said about the pub subs?
No, the public subs have not been affected.
Oh, I'm good then.
Unlimited amounts of those, always.
You can have my toilet paper if you want. It's fine. Lots of pub subs are good.
Don't take my sub.
Kenny Chesney, American Kids, JR Melody, thanks for waking up with us. Happy Monday. It is 8:40, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR Melody on 99.5 QYK. Now, I know that you and Brian like to do little getaways together, little fun things, just to kind of bond, because I know your schedules are busy, sometimes opposite, right?
Even last weekend, we just did a staycation over in Tampa. It was so fun.
Well, I think this would be great for you guys. And by the way, I'm playing this song because this was your first dance.
This is our song. That's so cute. I didn't know you were doing that.
Earth, Wind & Fire, September right now. But I have like a cool little thing you guys can do. Okay. Now, there's two seats left, and so you got to hurry on this, okay?
Okay.
If you want to hang out at the International Space Station.
Okay.
Okay, this is going to space. Now, just listen, hear me out. This could be a great bonding experience for you guys. There are only two seats remaining on the next SpaceX flight up there, and you can totally do this. This would be cool.
Isn't what, this the a thing a bunch of lifetime. Celebrities are on, like Justin Bieber? And...
Well, that would be fun, right?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You I, would like, not go to space?
I'm down to stay on Earth. I'm I like down my to home. Stay.
I get you saying.
I'm good with my home planet.
But this would be a great memory for you guys. Now, listen, here's the deal.
If we live to talk about it.
Well, you'll live to talk about it. And it's
have you not seen all the space movies? Have you seen Passengers?
Okay,
Jennifer Lawrence? Did you see what happened with that? And then Gravity with Sandra Bullock? No, thank you. And then Matt Damon had one. He got stuck up on the moon.
Here's something that might discourage you. It's $55 million per seat.
Well, there you go.
So, I mean, in your guys' case, you could probably only afford one seat.
But we could not afford a single bolt on that space station.
I couldn't get an armrest.
Couldn't afford it.
Give me $10 million for an armrest.
$55 million is how much all these celebrities have paid to get on it?
Yeah.
That is nuts.
I could never go to space. I mean, as cool as it sounds.
Why?
No way. I don't even like flying on airplanes.
Yeah.
I don't even like doing that. I got to take a Xanax and an adult beverage to get on a freaking airplane, let alone SpaceX. Hey, buckle in, guys. Wear this space suit. You'll be fine.
Do the people next to you have to wake you up? Like, hey, buddy, we're
here. A flight attendant usually does. A flight attendant usually does. All right, wake up. They usually go, you're the easiest passenger we ever had. And I go, I know. I was asleep the entire time.
It's the Xanax.
I'm the worst person to travel with. If you want to have a conversation with me, I'm out.
All right. Well, then two seats are still available because me and you are not taking them. And I don't think Brian's down for this either.
I think you guys should. I think this would be a really cool thing for you guys.
We'll just stick to local places. Let's head down to Sarasota.
All right. All right. $55 million per seat. If you're in the market, there you go. Your next SpaceX adventure. Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, nobody but you, Tampa Bay's morning crew, J.R. and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. Thanks for waking up with us right now. You know, there's like every day is a national something day.
Yes, and it's always so random, too, like pie eating contest day with your shirt off. Just like weird things.
When's that one?
I don't know. It just came off the top of my head. It's just every single day. I'm like, how is this a thing?
I think we should start that one if it doesn't exist. That's happening. Today is National Napping Day. National Napping Day.
But that one makes sense because of the time change. We lost an hour. Everyone's exhausted this morning, more so than even a normal Monday.
Absolutely. Also, it's National Napping Day at work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that acceptable?
Well, I got to go. I'm going to go ahead and do that right now.
All right. Where are you going to go napping?
Go nap somewhere in the office or something like that. That'll go over well with the boss. It's just here dead air. Also, National Get Over It Day. So if you got a problem.
This is all today. How can there be so many national days on one day?
Take a nap and then get over it. You know what I'm saying? That will be my advice to you.
All right.
National Get Over It Day. I like that a lot. So do what you want. Pick one to celebrate it. If you can't celebrate them all, I'm going with the nap.
Same.
All right. Very cool. John Party, Heartache Medication.
3 minutes to sleep right now.
Yeah. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. And it's time for Trending in Tampa Bay. Melanie, what do you got for us?
Yeah, this is one of my most favorite times of the year. It is Grand Prix week. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg will take place this weekend, Friday through Sunday. This race marks the beginning of the Indy race car season. So drivers from all across the globe will race through the streets of downtown St. Pete. And I know that you haven't been here for it yet,
no.
But it is so much fun. Even if you don't pay for a ticket to go inside, just going downtown and hearing the race cars drive around on the streets that we drive every day is so cool.
And you should feel good about this, guys. Melanie has already walked the track with her dog, and things seem to be up to par and ready to go.
Yeah, I like to go on the track, and we go run it. It's so fun.
Yeah, and then her dog goes across the finish line. She goes,
he won the race.
Looks like he won.
He took first place. Now, there will be some special appearances from drivers in North Straw Park, and that event is free. They're going to have prizes, food trucks, and even fireworks, and race cars. They'll be on display as well. The event begins at 6 p.m. on Thursday, and then fireworks are going to be at 8:30 p.m.
So who are the special appearances?
They haven't said yet.
Oh, okay,
but
cool.
Some of the Indy drivers will
be
there.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So a little meet and greet for the drivers.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Actual St. Patrick's Day is not until March 17th, but festivities are going to be happening all around Tampa Bay starting this weekend. You know when it falls in the week, you're always like, where do I celebrate? Do
Same
I celebrate
thing with Halloween.
Before, after. Exactly. Well, it looks like here we are celebrating before. Expect to see block parties happening in downtown St. Pete as well as Tampa, and the annual River of Green at Curtis Hickson Park will take place on Saturday. They dye the river green. It's so cool to go check out. The Rough Riders annual night parade, it's always held the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day. That will be held this Saturday in Ybor City. That is free as well, and it kicks off at 8 p.m. in Ybor. Now, high wire walker Nick Walenda, that is a tongue twister.
You did it.
He is at it again. The Sarasota Daredevil announced that his next high wire stunt will be at Legoland. So you can go and check it out. On April 16th, Walenda will walk across Legoland's new resort, the Pirate Island Hotel. And get this, he will be using a balancing pole made entirely of Legos.
All right, now he's just getting cocky on us.
I think this would be cool to go see.
Of course it would be. I would like go, oh my gosh, the whole time. Like, is he going to fall? Is he going to fall? Is he going to fall? And the crazy thing is, he usually talks as he's doing it.
I know, he's
so relaxed.
He prays,
which I get that part. But he'll be like talking to the commentators. Yeah, you know, here's where it gets a little bit tough. It's a little windy right now. Whoa, whoa, it's getting a little shaky. It's like, dude, focus, stop talking.
My hands sweat just thinking about it. And yeah, when you're watching it, you can't take your eyes off of him.
Yes.
Please make it across. It's all part of the grand opening of the new resort at Legoland. The hotel is then going to open the following day after he does the tightrope walk.
Fantastic. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, J.R. Melanie on 99.5 QYK. It is Mutt Monday. Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, vodka for dog people. I'm very excited because there are two puppies in studio right now.
Yes, we love all the adoptable dogs that you guys bring in. But of course, when you bring in puppies, I mean, the cuteness, I can't even handle it.
This is ridiculous.
The ones that melt in your arms like this.
They're teeny tiny.
Age.
If you are looking for a puppy, so fully you can train them and raise them from being a baby, these are the puppies for you. Now, do they need to be adopted together? They're sisters from the same litter, right?
They are all the same litter. Yeah, that'd be great, but it doesn't have to be.
Okay, so they could go to separate homes. Yeah. What kind of breed do we think they are?
All American.
That's what we're saying. Okay.
All American.
Us too. Gotta love America.
That's Cricket from Pet Pal Animal Shelter. Cricket, I love when you come in because that's just the best answer right there. All American dogs right there. They are beautiful. And what, did we say 8 weeks?
8 weeks old. They've had all their shots. They've been
spayed.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so
and
they're
the word of the day is spayed.
They're all up to date on shots and everything else and ready to go to their forever home. So if you have room in your home and in your hearts, these puppies would love to go home with you. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
They have to see this video, by the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Head over to our Facebook page right now and you can see the puppies. And talking about them doesn't do it justice.
You have to
see the video.
If you don't want a dog, don't look at this video because you will get a dog if you look at this video. These dogs are precious.
I don't even need a dog right now, but this puppy is melting in my hands. So cute.
All right, check out the video. Cricket, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And everything
you guys are the best.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.